Here we go. Hey, Paul Slackus, Good News Planet. We love Zay Bars. We love Katz's, and we love Abby Levine. Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Paul?
Abby's in Manhattan. I'm in Manhattan. And we're going to talk about a movie a concept that she has. I don't know how much of the movie is done, but I know I looked at the proof of concept, and it's, let's get right to it. COVID POV. Proof of concept movie, and she has a link here. We'll put the link on because we'll put all the text that you sent us. And I'd say it's harrowing, chilling, loving, kind, caring, positive, negative. It's COVID at its best, at its worst, at everything that we've all been going through. So congratulations on doing this. I'll upfront say we did 120 hours of television live on COVID this past year. And rang our bells at 7 o'clock, and you're in the city here, so you probably rang a bell or screamed out a window or something. So enough about me and what we've been involved with. It's just that we're all involved with it. And I think that's what your movie, or at least your, by far, your proof of concept says. No one's escaped this scenario. Abby, hi, welcome. How you doing?
Thank you, Paul. That was a very nice introduction. And we have to meet at Zabar's one day, like either in the cheese aisle or the pasta aisle, but the deli aisle is a little too busy for me these days. Although I try to zip through and pick up a few things on my way.
Well, Abby, tell me about yourself. Tell me why. All right, let's go right to the movie and the whole, in Yiddish, because since we're in New York, and the whole Megillah here.
The whole Megillah, that's right. We'll give you the whole Megillah. Well, I, on March 13th, 2020, I had a big project canceled. And I was actually coming off of maternity leave, and I was supposed to go to Atlanta to do a show. And I realized that this was going to be an epic event in the history of humankind, this quarantining. And so really literally overnight, I gathered a group of all female producers who were interested in making a film about COVID. And thank you for your introduction on it. I'm really thrilled that you feel what we had set up as an intention for the film. And we captured the human side of what was happening with people in the first 60 days of quarantine. And so it's not a scientific piece, you know, it's not a medical piece. It's about the human side of what is going on with people from all over the country. We have a couple of contributors from all over the world, but we mostly focused on the US, and we tried to get a really strong cross culture of humans. So, you know, we have all races, we have all sexes, we have all different types of relationships, and we focus on their mental health and their experience within the first 60 days of quarantine. So we started thinking we were going to do it for 30 days. And of course, at the end of 60 days, I had this vision that we were all gonna get out, and I would have this ending shot where it would kind of be like, you know, we made it out. But of course, here we are, and it hasn't even happened yet. So I don't think we're gonna get that happy ending, but we do focus on the trials and also the successes and the hope of what goes on in people's intimate lives.
Okay, tell me about you. Your background, are you a filmmaker?
I am 27 years and in the entertainment business. I have done everything from, I actually studied television at Syracuse in the 90s.
Oh, a Newhouse girl, a Newhouse girl.
Newhouse grad, yes, I'm a Newhouse grad, very proudly, actually. It's a great school.
Should be.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And I've made some short films. I've done a lot of branded content recently, and I come from television. So this was a passion project, actually. I've never taken the time to do a project that I really loved. So that was the advantage of being locked down and not being able to work, was being able to take the time to work on a project that I really, really cared about. I think it shows off. We are still in post-production on it, actually. It's had a couple of different distribution possibilities. And we've actually decided now we're going to just cut together the film that we think is the best film rather than waiting for somebody to purchase it and help us develop it. Because in TV, that's how it works. You find a network or a production company to help you develop it. But we wanted to update it a year after we started, which we're in the process of doing now. And then hopefully it'll be released in the next 6 months or so.
Congratulations. It's an important piece of work. It's a documentary, and the documentary is an interesting project. I think since I'm also former CBS, PBS, TV guy, made a lot of TV shows my life, this is my 50th anniversary in television. And marketing and advertising agency I've had a long time as well. And so, these documentaries are All in the Family was a good show I worked on. And it was a good script, but it was a good show and a good script and some good writers from Brooklyn, and they made a nice show. Right. But this documentary is real life. Right. And there's something that grabs you about it. What did you find that, you have people in there that are telling you their life story. And that life story is not, so give us an example.
Yeah, thank you. You really connected with it. I'm very grateful that it spoke to you, our content so far. What we decided to do was have people self-submit videos using their iPhones. So we have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of hours of footage from people. We gave them some direction on what they could potentially film. And we did focus people on specific stories that they were going through. So, there's a few standouts. We're actually editing 12 of the 71 contributors that we have right now. There's a few standouts because, of course, Black Lives Matter also started happening at the end of when we were filming, and we couldn't ignore that. So, Keisha is a woman who is 3 weeks away from delivering a baby when we go into quarantine. And she is Black and her female partner is Black and they are having a boy. And she's also a social worker and she works in public health. And so what she experiences is very, very different from what she thought she was gonna experience. You know, her everything in her world stops. She thought her mother was gonna be there for her birth. Her fiance's mother passes away the same day that her son is born, and she experiences some postpartum depression. It's because of COVID and not being able to get the support that she needed during the birth that we were able to capture that. I don't want to give away the whole story, but there's plenty of bright moments in her story. We follow what happens with some of her family members during Black Lives Matters because she's just had a baby boy, a Black baby boy. And so we wanted to tie this all into what was happening in the US. And, Paul, the reason we did this also was that we feel like we are in a point of history that is going to be talked about for generations to come. And how do we ever explain what we all lived through? We wanted to show it. And we hope that it's used in schools, in the future. And it's a film that can teach and inform and help people understand what we were all going through. Even though it's been covered in the news time and time and time again, there is generally a medical spin on it or a governmental political spin on it. And this is really more of the human side of it, we feel. We also have Jabari, who lives on his own, who worked in the restaurant business, and he is really struggling with food insecurity and resources. And he has to rely on the help of his friends to actually eat until his unemployment comes through. And he's so open and he's so vulnerable. And he ends up making a huge life change. He has a reconnection because of he realizes that his life could end at any time. So I think what we also really did a good job capturing was the fear of mortality that we've all faced in this last year, and what you do with that. There's definitely some light moments. You know, we have some moms that are on the verge of breakdowns, but are also really trying to find ways to laugh through some very difficult moments. We have a family in Staten Island, and he's a bus driver and she's a stay-at-home mom. We also have a blueberry farmer in Seattle area who is surprisingly affected when she thinks she's not going to be affected by COVID. You know, there's like, it's sometimes it seems like there's like these untouchables, right? Like, but the thing about COVID is that everybody, it's affected everyone. And that's the message we really wanted to get across, that even though we all feel so alone, we're not.
And we're still in it. This is February 20 something, and 2021, a whole new year, another something. And I have both shots, and I still, I just got the shot, and on Friday is my 2 weeks from getting the shot. And will I now be able to go see my grandkids? So, you know, it's, this is a long time, and it is scary, and our lives are on the line. There's no fooling around this time. And your best friend could be your worst enemy in this scenario.
Yeah.
And not know it. They might not know it, you might not know it, right? And yep. You did good here.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Yeah, we thank you for saying that. And your show, I think, is really appropriate for us, because that's the thing, is that even though there is some pain involved in the storytelling, we feel like we want to preserve the realities of what's happening and the way, and, you know, there's a feminine, we're all professional, all the producers and directors are professionals in the TV industry. But what's a little bit magical about the process is that this has been a passion project for all of us. We've done it without a budget. We didn't know each other. We all came together and figured out how to make this film. And so the behind the scenes is also pretty interesting.
I'm sure.
You know, we figured out how to work remotely, like, overnight.
So I offer a big Zoom call with all the producers of this 71 on a call. I'd be honored to interview everybody all at the same time.
Oh, the contributors or the producers?
Anybody you want.
Oh, wow.
Up to 100. So that sounds like a good show, no? That's a good show.
Yeah. That is a good show. Yeah. We'll take you up on that.
You know?
Yeah, you are.
I know a show when I hear a show.
You do.
And I can do it because I'm in charge.
There you go.
There's the advantage of the not working for the network and having to call everybody under the sun to say, here's a good idea. So if you would like to do that, I find that would be wonderful. And I'll tell you why, okay? Because I have the 120 hours of broadcasting. We're putting that together right now into a whole big series. And this interview right now is gonna go into that as well, because it's by far appropriate. And you've done such good work here. And it's a beautiful thing. So as much of a relationship or a partnership or something we can do together to support our efforts that are dear and true and honorable, I'm ready for it. So I'm just letting you know that.
Thank you. I'll follow up with you.
And you got to, two things, you got to run. I know, do another interview. Quick question, and I ask many people about this. I either ask them, what is peace, love, or hope? I'm going to ask you, for you and Abby in this time, what is peace for you?
I You make me want to cry. It's like a piece is, you know, the promise of a healthy tomorrow.
Abby, good job. Thank you so much. Nice to speak with you.
All right. Thank you very much, Paul. You're lovely. We'll talk again.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.